The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Titles creates unbelievable.
It's obvious Spanish tennis great Rafael Nadal is back on his favorite surface, clay, as he became the first man in the Open era to win the same title 11 times. Nadal beat Kai Nishikori of Japan 6-3, 6-2 in the Monte Carlo Masters final.
This title here in Monte Carlo means a lot, especially because it's the first tournament in the year that I finished.
The win gives Nadal a record 31st Masters title to move him one ahead of Serb rival Novak Djokovic for career Masters titles. Nadal is 31 years old, and with 31 Masters titles and the number one ranking in the world, he knows this is a special time in his career.
The day to say goodbye is closer than 10 years ago. So just enjoying every day and trying to play with the best attitude possible to keep being happy playing tennis, no, and that's all.
French golfer Alexander Levy held his nerve brilliantly down the stretch to win his fifth European Tour title at the Trophy Hassan II in Morocco.
It was really tough on the course, and I managed myself to keep my mind in a good way. And that was the most important things I do today.
Levy is the defending champion at this week's China Open and has his strategy ready for a repeat win.
I will keep quiet tonight, just enjoy a bit, and be ready for next week. But first, I will enjoy this victory first, and we will see what happens next week.
The most decorated Olympian of all time is American swimmer Michael Phelps. Although he no longer competes, he's never far from water. Phelps tells VOA about water conservation.
Even for me, like in the morning, like when I do take a shower, I'm brushing my teeth in the shower.
Phelps won many races by thousandths of a second and knows a thing or two about saving time. Now, he's all about saving water.
Water has been such a big part of my life, an important part of my life, and we need to conserve as much as we can.
With 71% of the world's population experiencing moderate to severe water scarcity at least once a month out of the year, Phelps says small efforts can have a global impact.
It's so easy that everybody can do it.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.